My name is Claire Cutland. I'm a researcher based at Fitz Health Consortium in the Respiratory and Meningeal Pathogens Research Unit. We're based at Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital, and our unit does work mainly on vaccine-preventable diseases, looking at doing surveillance, trying to establish the etiology of infectious diseases, and working on prevention of those diseases, particularly with vaccines. My main area of interest is maternal vaccines. So this is a new field. There's been a global upsurge in this field. There has been maternal immunization done for many years, and the one vaccine that has been around and included in many antenatal clinics is tetanus toxoid vaccination. So that's been available since the 1980s and has led to a significant, almost 80% reduction in neonatal tetanus by vaccinating women during pregnancy. On the back of this, there has been a lot of work now over the past 5 to 8 years on maternal vaccination, looking at other pathogens. That includes pertussis vaccination as well as influenza, and pertussis and influenza vaccines are licensed and registered in many countries and are used and implemented in vaccination strategies, particularly in high-income countries. The new vaccines which are under development are particularly against respiratory syncytial virus. Currently there is a phase 3 trial ongoing on a global scale. The vaccine has been produced by Novavax, and there will be, in the next year and a half or so, completion of 8,600 vaccinated pregnant women, looking at efficacy in reducing RSV disease in their newborns. The other area where there is a lot of work is Group B streptococcus, or Streptococcus agalactia vaccines. There was a trivalent vaccine, including serotypes 1A, 1B, and 3, which has got as far as phase 2 clinical trials. However, phase 3 vaccine trial has not taken place yet. Group B strep is the main bacterial cause of sepsis in newborns, and of the Group B strep sepsis has got up to a 20% mortality rate. GBS has also been found to cause stillbirths, with between 4 and 12% of stillbirths globally being caused directly by Group B strep infection in utero. There are as many stillbirths each year, or more stillbirths each year globally, than there are neonatal deaths. And at the moment, with neonatal deaths accounting for about 45% of all child deaths, there's a increased interest in trying to reduce neonatal sepsis. And by vaccinating pregnant women, there is great benefit then to the fetus and the newborn.